To gain a little time. We're almost on time, and I know that you'll enjoy and I will enjoy Brother Adam Miskiewicz so much that we don't want to have him lose any of his speaking time. I don't know what his subject is, but I know that it will be something from God's Word that will be a real help and benefit to us. So, without further ado, we'll present Brother Adam Miskiewicz. It's a real pleasure for both Sister Stella, my wife, and myself to be here, and I'm sure that would be true of all of those that are from out of town. I bring with me a lot of love from our brethren in Chicago, and particularly the Friday night meeting, of which I had the privilege of leading, numbering perhaps about 20 brethren, and they had voted unanimously to remember them to the convention here. My topic is a text selected from the 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, this is the second verse of the psalm. In the Lord's dealings with us, we are to look for, we are to watch for his love and for his goodness in the blessings that we receive. But also we are to look for the same in the trials that come our way, because these are blessings in disguise. And so at the end of the day, in retrospect, as we review the events and the happenings, we are to look for the Lord's hand and for his leadings and give him the proper praise and glory for our experiences. And one of the least expensive offerings that we can present to the Lord our God, bless him, and yet one that is appreciated very highly, is the offering of thanksgiving for mercies past and present. The ungrateful are disdained even among men. And we can well suppose that we would be far from pleasing to the Almighty if we were ungrateful. And while every creature in the world should have some cause at least for thankfulness and gratitude and praise, how much more we, who have been so abundantly blessed by the riches of divine grace, a knowledge of the truth, a knowledge of God's wonderful plan of salvation, a plan of the ages, as we call it, and which has brought us great peace. And what a privilege to be invited to cooperate in the outworking of that plan as it continues to unfold. Jesus said in the 13th chapter of Matthew, in the 16th verse, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and many righteous persons have desired to see these things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And while it is true, dear brethren, that thanksgivings are cheap offerings, but whoever presents these to the Lord, that is real thanksgiving from the lips of praise, will follow that lip service with something more substantial. And this is intimated in our text. Bless the Lord, O my soul, the first verse, and all that is within me. Not merely lip service, but with our entire being, in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And while prayers and adorations and praises are some of the most direct offerings that we can present to the Lord, it is compared to incense, a perfume. God has so arranged matters that we cannot offer these sincerely and acceptably unless we have His Spirit. And if we have His Spirit, we will offer at the same time good works upon the brazen altar as we offer the incense of praise and thanksgiving on the golden altar. By doing good unto all men as we have opportunity, but especially unto the household of faith. Now, how can we bless anybody, much less the Lord, unless we watch our attitudes? Attitudes play an important role in the Christian life. This is part of character development. And we're happy to know this so that we can grow not only in knowledge, but in grace as well. How often, perhaps, have the brethren, like myself, like many a saint, prayed, create in me a pure heart and renew within me a right spirit. Now, if I was to ask you a personal question this morning, and you could answer it to yourself the same as I would answer to myself, what is my attitude toward the Lord now? What is my attitude toward the brethren now? All the brethren, not merely a segment of them, but all of the brethren. What is my attitude toward my enemies? And of course, what is my attitude toward the truth? I trust that our desire is, as the sentiments are expressed in the words of this 103rd Psalm. The psalmist wrote and he sang these words. They're most appropriate, they're very fitting, and profitable to consider by every one of the Lord's people in watching our attitude. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who, that is God, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of men. Our theme text, we would like to remind the brethren here, He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel, both natural and spiritual. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. I'll not read the rest because of a lack of time. David sang these words. What a sermon in song he had given us. And these are really words that we could express, but have been expressed for us better than we could do ourselves. We accept them as our words, our attitude, our heart condition. And forget not all his benefits. Benefits are the glories, the blessings, the privileges, the honors that are ours at this time. And not only now, but also, not only as respects our present inheritance, but our future inheritance as well. What can we glory in? Surely we can glory in the great redemptive work of Jesus during his first advent, his faithfulness to the Heavenly Father, to the truth, to the brethren. We can glory also because he was faithful even unto death. And we can glory in the fact that he was raised from the dead by a Heavenly Father and given a name above every name, given the divine nature. We can glory in that. We can glory too that we have been invited, if faithful, to share with him his glory, honor, and immortality. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Of Jesus in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah in the 13th verse we read, "Behold, my servant shall deal, that is, prosper prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high." Wherefore, that is because of the work of his first advent, God hath highly exalted him, we read in Philippians 2:9, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, after telling us of his sufferings and his humiliation 600 years before Jesus came down to earth, and because of his faithfulness, Jehovah speaking through the prophet says, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong." Why? Because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. What are we glorying in? Are we glorying in that great redemptive plan of God, not only as respects the church's salvation, but the world's as well? In the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, 23rd and 24th verses, Jehovah speaking says, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." If the Lord delights in these things, shouldn't we? What are we glorying in now? I trust it is in the things mentioned by the prophet. Our Heavenly Father delights to see our glorying, not in the things of personal achievement, not in the things that are passing away, but in knowing him and understanding him as a God that exercises loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. When the typical temple was being constructed in Israel by Solomon, we are told that this was done by materials which were prepared previously, that is, before his reign. And this prefigured our preparation, brethren, as living stones for that glorious temple of the future, in which God will make known his presence and the pleasure of his goodwill to all of the families of the earth for their blessing and uplifting, and for the joy of all who respond to that blessed influence of that millennial kingdom, when all shall see the glory of God together. And the thought of these stones being prepared causes us much comfort and joy today as respects our Christian life here upon this earth, because of our trials and our difficulties during the present time. Why? Because we are assured that they are working out in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That the chiseling, that the polishing, that the shaping is taking place in us now, it'll not be done on the other side. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, my special treasure. Malachi 3:17. And brethren, can't we lift up our heads? Can't we look up? Because our deliverance, as the apostle states, draweth nigh. But today we believe it is taking place. Our deliverance has commenced. The church's deliverance. That the members of the body of Christ, many of them that slept, have been awakened. And now we who remain shall not need to sleep, but shall be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. At present, our path is not altogether a bed of roses, we know that. We wouldn't want it any other way, because we recognize that this is the Lord's way. Not many are called to walk therein. This is a great honor in itself. No man taketh this unto himself, except he be called of God, as was Aaron. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. As a brother so beautifully stated in prose concerning this wilderness path, and it's in the reprints on page 3977, he wrote, and let's apply it to ourselves personally, it'll mean so much more. Beside me walks, O hallowed thought, the maker of the universe, the God and King of heaven and earth, my Father. Tenderly he leads my stumbling steps. I hear rare words of wisdom, warnings of the snares on right and left, encouragement to overcome the obstacles which here and there obstruct my way. And as he brings before mine eyes grand visions of the glory bright awaiting, if I hold in him my confidence firm to the end, inspiring me with promises of grace abundant for each need, I oft forget the landscape drear and dangers imminent, and walk in ecstasies of light and hope. Now brightly shines upon my path the glorious sun. The air is fresh and sweet, and hopes run high of what I shall accomplish for my Lord. The melody within my heart has tuned my lips, and songs of praise and gladness tell the peace and joy which they alone can feel, who know the secret of his will and walk in childlike trustfulness therein. And still when chilling mists enshroud, and storms my wandering faith appall, I know that he is nigh and will preserve my steps. Why should I fear as landmark after landmark fades to shadow, and I find myself alone with him who knows them all? Can I but wait with shoulders bent and visage set until he calm the tempest and the way be cleared? Then stronger for the test endured shall I by his unchanging grace the paths of peace again pursue. Lord, how precious is this walk with thee. Nor height nor depth, nor length nor breadth, nor creatures near or far can separate thy child from thee. Strong in thy strength I tread on scorpions, quench the adder's fang, the roaring lion subjugate. Even tempting angels clothed in light are powerless to work their charm, since Christ in me doth conquer all. Lord, hear my prayer, and ever keep in me this constancy of faith. As we review some of our blessings and privileges and benefits which we have already enjoyed of the past and the hopes of the future, but as we look back, can't we say, brethren, hitherto hath the Lord blessed me. Our soul has been blessed of the Lord. Our soul has been made prosperous. Our soul has been made glad, so that we would not forget all of his benefits received. He hath done great things for us, for which we are glad. Yes, let us thank God. Let us bless Him, from whom all blessings flow. God has given us riches that perish not, riches that cannot be parted with at the grave, riches where thieves cannot break through or steal, riches where neither moth nor rust can corrupt. There are other things in life that are necessary, it is true, but even these are promised. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. Are we living near? Are we living with the Lord in all things? If so, brethren, we have felt and are feeling the warmth of His love and His fellowship, and the fellowship of the members in the body of Christ. At this convention in Waterbury, let us thank God that by His grace we are still His, and that our hearts are striving after the things of the Spirit and not after the things of the flesh. Let us thank God that our life, perhaps for the first time as new creatures, has a fixed purpose and a fixed hope, which acts as an anchor to our soul, both sure and steadfast. And let us thank God we still have faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that we have not counted it a common thing, that we all recognize we are acceptable to God in the Beloved, and not through any merit or worthiness of our own. We can never thank God enough for the blessings already received, for the things which He has already done for us, yet the things which we have already enjoyed of the Lord's favor, we are assured, are but foretastes of the good things which He hath in reservation for them that love Him. Blessings which eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man to see and to appreciate, but God has lovingly declared them unto us, so that we can grasp these things by faith through that wonderful vision made plain upon tablets, that he who readeth, he who is invited, may run. And forget not all His benefits. Ralph Waldo Emerson had written, saying that rings and jewels are not gifts, but apologies for gifts. The only true gift is a portion of thyself. And forget not all His benefits. A benefit is really a gift, brethren. If ye being evil, Jesus said, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give them the Holy Spirit who ask Him? Give us of His Holy Spirit. This is truly giving a part of Himself. And then when we think of God giving His only begotten Son, what greater gift, what closer gift could He give to anyone than the gift of His Son, through whom all blessings flow? All things are of the Father and by the Son. The only true gift is a portion of thyself. But how does one present a gift that is a portion of himself? It's not easy. It's not difficult. It's got to come from the heart. The gift without the giver is bare. Of Jesus, of His character, we know He has the same image as the Heavenly Father. And it is a constant image. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Our Heavenly Father is always giving to the thankful and to the unthankful, to the just and to the unjust. He causeth the sun to shine upon the just and the unjust, and the rain likewise, and many other blessings of air and food and everything that has to do with the sustenance of man's life here upon this earth, and many other things to exercise his brain. Now Jesus, it was written by the apostle, and of God too, hereby perceive we the love, that is the agape love, the highest form of love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, 1 John 3:14. And this is truly giving a portion of yourself. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased, Hebrews 13:16. You know, it takes time to communicate. It takes time to speak to a brother or to listen to a brother or sister. It takes time to write a letter or a card. But with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. It takes time to attend a study meeting and effort. With such communication, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And this is truly giving a portion of yourself. Some by their very presence bring a great blessing and encouragement to their fellow Christian. We were in Wausau, Wisconsin, May 2nd. And on the way, the day before, we stopped to visit a brother who had been an invalid for about 3 years. And the only way he gets around is because of a specially rigged chair that is powered by the hydraulic system. And the sister can move him from one place to the other. And they had written, if ever we come out that way to stop in. So we spent about 3 hours there. Well, you know, to our surprise, there the brother was the next morning, about 30 miles away, in the car, waiting for someone to lift him up and put him in the wheelchair, and he stayed for the two services. With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Not only his presence there, but brethren, we reflect the time that it took for the sister to prepare the brother, and the effort. But his heart was big, and so were the sisters. And they stayed not only for one meeting, but for the afternoon service as well. Brother Werrett, perhaps some of you know him. And Sister Werrett. This is truly giving a portion of yourself. And we are to be thankful for each other then as we look around us. Each one is a gift to the other. And you know Jesus is not to be outdone, nor our Heavenly Father, for where two or three are gathered together, there he is in our midst, a special guest, to bless. We say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. But it is only because we received, first of all, something to bless him with. Gifts, there are a number of variations in the Hebrew and Greek scriptures, which are taken from the same root, gift. Namely, a gratuity is a gift, a contribution, a reward, a favor, a dowry, a divine bestowal. These are gifts, an inheritance, a bounty, a thank offering, peace offering, oblation, or propitiatory offering. These are gifts. A present is a gift. And then there are gifts which are more of a mercenary character, properly called or referred to as a bribe because of the ulterior motive that one may have. We don't want to have anything to do with those kind of gifts. Blessings are sometimes used as of a present. You know, brethren, we all got the gimmies. We all like to be on the receiving end. But unless we catch the theme and spirit of the whole matter, we've lost out. We have to do some giving. The Apostle Paul and others caught the Spirit. And after reviewing the blessings and God's wonderful program, what does he say? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And all that is within me, your bodies a living sacrifice. By the mercies of God, your reasonable service, You say, well, I did this many years ago, or I did this last year. That's all right, but you must do it daily. Continue to present your bodies a living sacrifice, sacrificing the flesh and its interests, as our brother had recited here. Sacrificing the flesh and its interests. But you know, if we were sacrificing the flesh and its interests without any real reason for doing so, how foolish. What a waste of life. What a waste of time. Sacrificing the flesh and its interests that we may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with our dear Redeemer. This is our goal. This is our object. We have been invited to do so. We don't just sacrifice the flesh and its interests and leave an aching void and a gap in our life. We take on the Lord's will, His good pleasure, and make our life thus complete. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. To think the Lord gave the earth and the fullness thereof to the children of men. The sunshine, the rain, the flowers, the snow, the soil, the seed, good for food, pleasant to the sight, and a great variety of other things which not only please the palate, but our eye feasts. What comes to nature? The air we breathe. All these have correspondences to the new creature, the air being the pneuma, the breath of life, be in prayer. Yes. We enjoy these things as long as we are here, and even later, as we see mankind enjoy them properly and the pollution taken out, of course. How about new creatures in Christ Jesus? What else do we enjoy? We have the privilege of believing in Jesus Christ. You know, we could never believe in Him unless He were given to us to believe in. What a gift. An indescribable gift. Not only for us, but in due time for all men, because Jesus Christ, by the grace, by the favor, by the gift of God, tasted death for every man. Have you tasted now of the heavenly gift? That's what St. Paul calls Jesus in Hebrews 6:3. You say you have? Yes, and I have too. And how our new minds are fed and are still feeding upon Him. We look to Jesus not only as the babe, Christ Jesus, not only as the man, Christ Jesus, not only of what He's done in the past, but now we look at Him as the glorified Lord. He is the beginning and the finisher of our faith, the captain of our salvation. How we enjoy considering Him and looking unto Him. Our thoughts often go to the time when Jesus was born. The prophet Isaiah, some 600 years before this, prophetically stated, unto us a son is given, unto us a son is born, and so forth. This same babe was to become the world's deliverer from sin and death, the world's great Savior. There's more to come in order to complete the great project that was started back there, of which was spoken by the prophets, declared by God, who knows the end from the beginning. He is the Savior of the church first during this age. He is bringing many sons to glory. Now, Jesus, Jesus, as we sing, precious Jesus, more than all the world to me. In this same chapter of Isaiah 9:6, Jesus is ascribed many titles. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There are many others. He is called the Resurrection, the Truth, the Way, the Life. And it is worthy of note that Young's literal translation of Isaiah 9:6 separates one of the titles and makes of them two. Instead of Wonderful Counselor, there's a comma after the word wonderful. And His name shall be called Wonderful. Isn't this a beautiful and true description of Jesus as we consider what He has done and what He will yet do? And this title will grow and grow upon Him. And as Shakespeare put it, describing the virtues of something, I don't know what it was, but I apply it to Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, and most wonderful. And yet again, wonderful, wonderful. And our pastor, using almost the same words, even in more lovelier thought, I believe, expressed the same thing in reprint 17:4-7. Wonderful, wonderful love. Wonderful condescension and grace. Wonderful exaltation and glory and power. Isn't this beautiful? Wonderful, wonderful love. Wonderful condescension on the part of our Master who left the glory they had with the Father. Wonderful condescension and grace. Wonderful exaltation and glory and power. I see my time is up, brethren. Many gifts we received. The gift of God's Word. How we've been led into its green pastures. We've come to the meat in due season, the light of present truth. How welcome, we say, how delicious, and how much needed at this time in order to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We have tasted of the age to come and its powers. We have had the privileges of learning from a divine instructor. We have the blessings of divine enlightenment. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You know, after James quotes, every good and every perfect gift is from above, the very next verse tells us about a great, great gift to us. The 18th verse, of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. What a gift to a new life, a divine life has been started in us. We are His children. Truly we can pray, Our Father which art in heaven. Truly we can call Him by the endearing term, Abba. Does anyone know what the word Abba means? It's an Aramaic expression for the word Father. Abba, Father. Father, Father. Yes, He has commenced this new life in us. He has a stake in us. And we have a great stake, brethren. It's a matter of life or death. It is your Father's good pleasure, Jesus says, fear not, to give you the kingdom. May God continue to add His blessings because the half can never be told.
Thank you, Brother Miskiewicz. And now, following the closing prayer by Brother Miskiewicz, we'll have 15 minutes intermission, and then we'll come together promptly to hear Brother Kenneth Rawson. Let us rise for the prayer.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we desire to express and render our thanks to Thee through Thy Son Jesus for all Thy goodness to us, for all Thy benefits, both past and present, and for the wonderful hope of the future. May all the glory and honor be properly, dear Lord, Thine and our precious Redeemer, Thy Son, Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for this convention. We pray Thy Spirit and Thy blessings be watched for and looked for as we not only receive them, but we share them one with another. In Jesus' dear precious name, amen.
Thank you.